Hello and a wonderful day to you. Welcome to the Study Notes on Faith, episode 9. It has been such a wonderful ride from the very beginning up to this time. This is the ninth week. We started this episode about 2 months ago, and God has been faithful. We have learned a lot of things regarding prayer through this episode. Through these episodes. So, if this is the first time you are listening to the Study Notes on Prayer, I would advise that you go ahead and listen to the previous 8 episodes, and I trust that God will give you clarity in the place of prayer. And I also believe God that since the time you've joined us for this Study Notes on Prayer, your prayer life has gotten better in terms of results. One thing that is important for believers in Christ is to realize what prayer is, what prayer can do, and what prayer cannot do. We must realize what prayer is, what prayer can do, and what prayer cannot do. To think that prayer is everything or prayer will solve every problem is wrong. There are some things, or say there are some issues that does not require prayer. There are some issues that requires discernment. There are some issues that require confessing of the word. There are certain issues that require manifesting, not even praying now. There are certain issues that require preaching the gospel, not praying, if they are going to change. There are certain issues that will require you to take action and not pray. So, to take the prayer approach towards every problem we have is a lack of understanding of the ways of God. Praise God. We must understand that there are different kinds of prayers. Are you hearing me now? There are different kinds of prayers. And God is interested in everything that touches our lives. Make no mistake, God is interested in everything that touches our lives. He is interested. He's interested in your professional career. He's interested in your children. He's interested in your work. He's interested in your spouse. He's interested in everything. To think that God is not interested in one area of your life, that you can do whatever it is you want in that area, is to shoot yourself in the leg. The scripture says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, it says they are the sons of God. So God is interested. And if God is interested, God has made provisions. So if God has made provisions, it is now up to us, up to me, up to you to know how to appropriate these provisions. It is up to all of us to know how to get these provisions. I would like us to understand that even divine direction is a provision. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, God has provided a way for the children of God to be led. But it is now up to you to receive direction or not. So if you are praying to God regarding direction about a particular thing, and it's seeming like you have not heard from God, okay, the honest truth is that God has spoken to you, because the scriptures cannot lie. So it is now up to you to learn how to get what God has given. It is up to you to find out how to appropriate the promises of God. It is left to you to find out how to speak to God in a manner that you will get the direction you seek. It is up to you to yield. It is up to you to be sensitive. It is up to you to walk in the Spirit. So we must understand that praying is a very important key. Yes, I do agree. But there are many things that prayers can do. And there are many things that prayer can do. Please, let's not be mistaken. Prayers can change things. There is the kind of prayer that can change things. All right? There is the kind of prayer that can turn things around. Now, let's not forget that all praying is praying. All praying is prayer. Whatever kind of praying you are doing is still prayer. But there are different kinds of prayer. Now, pay attention. So each kind of prayer has a set of principles or rules that are guiding them. For a long time, we've been talking about the prayer of faith, or say the prayer of changing things, for a long time. For a long time. And in a while, we've mentioned a few other prayers, but today we want to dwell on the ministering to the Lord in prayer. That's what we want to dwell on today. That's our destination. Now, there are different kinds of praying. There is the prayer of agreement. There is the prayer of faith. There is the prayer of consecration or dedication. There is the prayer of praise and worship. There is the united prayer. There is the prayer of commitment. Each of these prayers has a specific set of rules. For example, the prayer of agreement, Matthew chapter 18 and 19. The Lord Jesus was speaking here, and he was saying that, therefore I say unto you, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they ask. Pay attention. Any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they ask. So it means that the both of you must agree. The both of you must have faith. The both of you must have faith and agree regarding that thing. Then it will be done. Then there is the prayer of consecration. It's different. The prayer of consecration is the prayer of, Lord, if it be your will, let this happen. That we hand over this situation unto you. If it be your will, let it happen. If it be your will, because we pray the prayer of consecration. We pray that prayer because we do not know what the will of God is in that particular situation. So we are just dedicating the person or the work or whatever it is, we're dedicating it to God to let God do according to his will regarding the issue. Praise God. So we must understand that there is difference in prayer. And of course, there is the prayer of faith. There is the prayer that we pray out because we have faith, because faith has arisen from us. That is, faith has come to us from hearing the word of God. And then we pray. When we pray that kind of prayer, it gives results. The prayer of faith is the prayer of changing things. Now, if you're going to pray the prayer of faith for people, your prayer of faith will not always work for other people. We've said these things before. The bottom line is, all praying is prayer, but there are different kinds of prayer and different set of rules. But today we want to consider ministering to the Lord in prayer. Ministering to the Lord in prayer. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. It says, as they ministered to the Lord. Pay attention now. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. As they ministered to the Lord. What does it mean to minister to the Lord? How can we minister to the Lord? Now, the prayer of ministering to the Lord is the prayer of praise and worship. Please note, Praise and worship is also a prayer. The prayer of praise and worship. Please note, it is the prayer of praise and worship, not the prayer of singing. There's a difference. A good number of times we sing in the presence of God, but we are not ministering to the Lord. Because through our song, through our songs now, we are petitioning God again regarding the problems he is already aware of. So when we want to minister to the Lord, okay, we are going to still consider other scriptures that shows how the prayer of ministering to the Lord, how it bringeth forth, how it changes situations. So the prayer of ministering to the Lord is the prayer of praise and worship. That is, you wait upon the Lord, you begin to thank him for his goodness, you begin to think upon his goodness, and you begin to sing his praises. You begin to worship. Now, worship now by, expressing the goodness of God. Not telling him what you expect from him, but thanking him for what he has done, thanking him for what he will do. So we have to be careful. When we're ministering to the Lord, we have to stay on songs. We have to select songs that will help us to continue to express the goodness of God, and not songs that will even ask us to, that would even be as if we are petitioning God to do something for us, or we are petitioning God to come into our midst. Not necessarily. He's already in our midst. You're there already. You know, we make one mistake as believers in Christ. We go to the presence of God asking him to come to our midst again. When he already lives in you, he already lives in almost everybody that came there. Let's assume that there are people in the gathering that are not believers, really. So he's already living in believers that are there. And so if the believers that are there came along to that meeting, they are in that midst, they did not leave God at home. God isn't there. So to say we are inviting God again is not necessary. However, what we can do is to yield to the Holy Spirit. So we yield ourselves so that the Holy Spirit may walk through all of us at that meeting. Not that we are inviting him. So we have to be careful, even when we are singing, to select songs that ministers to God. To minister to God means to continue to sing his praises, to continue to worship him, expressing his goodness. Now, the prayer of praise and worship is also the prayer of manifestation of faith. We call it the prayer of thanksgiving. It is also the prayer of manifestation of faith. Hold on. It is only a man that has an understanding of what God has done, okay, and what God can do, that can praise God. It is only a man that has had a revelation of what God will do that can praise God, right? Every other person is just doing it out of tradition. Only a man that has experienced God, okay, one way or another in his life, or is totally convinced of what God is about to do or what God has done that is yet to manifest, that is the man that can worship. So the prayer of praise and worship requires faith. Otherwise, it is mere singing. You can't give gratitude to God, okay, if you do not have a revelation of what he can do. We will see here that as they ministered to the Lord, okay, the Holy Ghost manifested himself. Acts chapter 16. We're going to see something here. Acts chapter 16 and verse 24. Acts 16 and 24. It says, from verse 22 to 24 rather, and the multitude rose up together against them. Talking about Paul and Silas now.
It says, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Now, listen to this. Paul and Silas were teaching in a particular place, and they arrested them. They beat them, and they put them into prison. Now, the jailer did not just put them into prison. The jailer put them into the innermost prison. Verse 24 says, having received such a charge, they thrust them into the innermost prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now look at it. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Hold on. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. So we can see here that Paul and Silas ministered to the Lord in the midst of all of that issue. Now, in the midst of all of that challenge, in the midst of the persecution, they were in jail. But they knew that they would not die in jail. They knew that God has so done wondrous things that they have escaped from that jail already. And so they began to thank God. They began to sing and thank God. And there's something that is very important about the prayer of praise and worship here. It says, and the prisoners heard them. A good number of times, we sing, but we don't want to sing out loud so that others can hear. We say we have a song in our heart. If you have a song in your heart, it will come out of your lips. If there is a song in your spirit, if there is indeed a song in your spirit, it will find its way to your mouth and come out. If there is indeed a song in your spirit, it will find its way to come out. Paul and Silas didn't pray and sing to themselves here. They didn't just sing to themselves. They didn't just sing inside. They didn't keep the song in their heart. They sang out loud. Others heard them. Others could feel the joy in the song they're singing. And what happened? He says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. See, when we minister to the Lord, all right, it creates an atmosphere where the impossible becomes possible. It creates an atmosphere to accelerate the manifestation of the power of God amongst us. So that what God would have ordinarily probably done later will be done immediately. What would have been done later will be done immediately. You know, I said much earlier that the prayer of praise and worship is the prayer of faith. Imagine in the middle of a challenge, you are thanking God deliberately, intentionally from your spirit. It is because you have an understanding of you have a revelation, not understanding now, you have a revelation of what God has done. And in the middle of that praise and worship, something begins to happen. You see here that Paul and Silas praised God, and there was an earthquake. Now, it didn't say there was an earthquake in the entire city. It says there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. There was an earthquake. But the earthquake did not reach the entire city. Only the prison experienced the earthquake. The foundations were shaking. The doors were open. And everyone's bands were loosed. Now, but that is not the real product. That is not the real product of this, of the prayer of praise and worship by Paul and Silas. No. If you continue to read, you will see that the jailer, eventually, The jailer and his family eventually gave their life to Christ. That is the product of the prayer. That when men saw the people that heard them singing, when they saw what happened because they sang, when they saw what happened because they ministered to the Lord, okay, they also gave their life to Christ. So similarly, as believers in Christ, we have to learn to minister to the Lord. You have prayed the prayer of faith regarding a thing wonderful. It is yet to manifest. Minister to the Lord. Sing from your spirit. Ministering to the Lord does not always revolve around singing known tongues. You can sing in the spirit. You can sing in an unknown tongue. You can sing in an unknown tongue. So over that issue, you have prayed the prayer of faith. You don't want to pray again about it, so that it does not become very repetitious. You can minister to the Lord. Thank God because you have a revelation of the things that he has done. And you will see earthquakes begin to shake. You will see God begin to move high and mighty things for you. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus that the grace to be able to see what God has done, the grace for discernment and revelation in the midst of your challenge, so that you'll be able to minister to the Lord, that grace is activated in your life in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for joining this episode. I believe you will share this episode with someone you care about so that they may learn even as you have learned. And God bless you as you continue to do so. Have a wonderful week.